everyone, and welcome back to another Triple Hopped episode on lockdown. I'm Neil, aka Instagram, the Low End Beery.
I'm Simon, Beer Reviews on Instagram.
I'm Matt, I'm Beer Matter on Instagram.
And I'm Ryan, the Beer Bloke on Instagram.
And again, we're joined by Charlie from Craft Can Gang. Charlie, welcome.
Thanks for having me again. Two in a row.
Yeah, it's good to have you on again. Right, okay, so let's just jump straight into this episode. This episode is called Triple Hot Dual Cryo Shakeaway, which is hardly rolls off the tongue, so I apologise for that. You'll find out more in a while. We're drinking two cans again, pitting them head-to-head against each other. Both cans kindly supplied again by the Fuss Club. Who highly recommend you check out online. Got a really decent selection of beer. And yeah, as per the last episode, highly recommend using them. So, as we always do about this time, let's talk about the beers that we've enjoyed the most in the last couple of weeks. Now, bear in mind, as I said last time, we're recording these two things back to back. So this time, it's Simon and Matt's turn to talk UK beers. And we will start this time with Simon. So what you got?
I'm going to go for, it was first. Well, it's the only time I've been to the pub recently since they've opened. Went to Snowdrop in Lewes, had a pint of Burning Sky Arise, which is what I pretty much always have every time I go there. And yeah, it was just amazing to have just an actual pint in a pub, sitting in the beer garden, nice day. Super bright pint of Arise. Can't beat it, really.
Good for you, mate. Good for you. I'm yet to venture to a pub. I'm jealous. Any others, or do you want to pass the mic to Matt?
Nah, that's it. I'm done.
Okay. Matt, what have you got?
I like the Kernel Pils, this time with Motueka instead of Ella. And it was quite aromatic, floral, and had like a slight kind of saison edge to it. I think that was very nice. And the other one is Pipeline and a Little Monster, and it's called like Monster Wave. It's a Nipah, and it really surprised me.
Is that the one with the VW camper van?
Yeah, it's a really nice can. Yeah. It's great. It was like packed full of like, apricot and mandarin fruit. It was really soft and rounded, and it's super clean, and it's just a really nice beer. 6%, and I wasn't expecting it. It was much better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, and of course you really enjoyed that Verdant as well, didn't you? The single hopped Nelson.
I did, Neil.
That was when I first saw that review. I was like, ooh, hello. It's going to be something a little different, and indeed it was. It was bloody good.
Pardon?
I said it was something a little bit different from Verdant. It didn't taste like one of those classic dippers of theirs. It was really good.
Good on.
Right, so let's move into the world of the US then. So let's start with yourself, Ryan. Got one or two?
Yeah, I just got one. It's from the Vale, and it's Petals Orange. Recently bought from a Cloudwater. I had it at a share a couple of weeks back on a Northern Monk kind of let us have like a mini share, and it was amazing. And then on the Sunday, the following day, I opened my own bottle, and I had it on Saturday. I had it on the Sunday. I thought it was remarkable. Like the orange was just perfectly balanced with the funk, and it just did what it wanted to do. So yeah, and I'm looking forward to. I've got a few more of the petals in my cellar, so I'm looking forward to opening them in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, brilliant. Any others to mention, or do you want to pass on to Charlie?
Probably just one. I was lucky enough to have King Julius last weekend. The weekend just gone. And it's one of those beers, and it's one of those ones that you kind of just want to tick off your list, a bucket list beer, basically. Yeah. And I was quite fortunate. Northern beer fan Rob did a trade with me. He had an extra can, and I jumped straight into the DMs when he had one for trade to see what was going down. I thought it was a good beer. Like I thought it was a brilliant beer for what it was. But I think 2 years ago it would have been mind blowing. But I think the game's just stepped up now to that level where it was good. And I'm glad that I got to have it. It was a very, very good beer. Like Awesome. And that's me now. I'll pass that on to Charlie.
All right, Charlie, your turn, mate.
Fantastic. Well, I went to drop a bottle of Tilcan Pinot Gris off to John Weddell, who is he runs Cushy Mate Beer Co. In Portsmouth. They do these kind of tasting events. He's a great guy. And he said, why don't we share a beer when I dropped it off to him? And he brought along a bottle of Angry Chair Barrel Aged Moon Butter.
Nice.
I was like, how do I ever compete with that? It was absolutely phenomenal. It was like drinking silk. So it's that's definitely the best, you know, the best thing I've had in the past few weeks in that vein. And if I can extend the time frame a little bit, if I look back 3 to 4 weeks ago when we had Anthony Stew's Brews and Reviews over, he bought a bottle of Equilibrium. It was called Unlikely Foragers. It's a gin barrel saison, and the only way I can really describe it is that it was like a gin soaked marshmallow. Like loads of vanilla from the oak that had been stored in, a little kind of juniper bitterness, and then a tiny bit of funk on the finish. But yeah, it was just really, really surprisingly amazing.
Interesting. And I know this is going out a few weeks later, but it's Stew's Brews Reviews birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
And of course, I'm always reminded when you talk about Angry Chair that that German mud cake that he brought along to the post-drink fest after the Cloudwater Festival. Not that we needed it. Blimey, what a beer that was. That was a leveler, that's for sure. So happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, buddy.
And, I blame our trip to McDonald's on that beer. When we forgot we ordered twice.
And for me, I would say that this was mine, which was this Evil Twin Root and Branch Mosaic Spectacle, which was one of the best, if not the best, Mosaic single hopped beers that I've ever had. We talked in the last episode, that's my favorite hop. And, you know, this was because Root and Branch are in the process of opening up their own tap room, their own brewery, and the builds were put on hold because of coronavirus. And so what they're doing is brewing some of their recipes. Anthony, their head brewer, is brewing some of their recipes at Evil Twin. I believe once he worked at Evil Twin, so he's come back home. And this single hot mosaic was absolutely superb. And there's a Citra one out now doing the rounds. And if I'm lucky enough to get hold of it, then I will. Other one for me, because Matt's talked about UK beers, so we've got to get that customary monkish measure in there. So Aura Illuminates 10% tipper with Citra, Motueka and Amarillo. I'm not massive fans of either of the latter two, but yeah, that was a beautifully crafted beer. But for the purposes of moving on, I won't eulogize over it anymore, and instead let's get on into the show itself. So as I said before, this is the Dual Cryo Shakeaway show, where basically we've got a straight shootout with two of the UK's favorite brewers, one of the new kids on the block. Not that they're new, they've been around for years, but this really is their breakout year. Pentridge with Dreaming, which is a Citra Cryo and Lactose beer, hence the milkshake in the title. And then it's going up against, in the navy blue corner, rolls off the tongue, Seven Crystals for Psychic Abilities and Intuition, Mosaic Cryo, El Dorado. Again, both beers, 8.5%, two dippers, heads ahead. We're going to start off with the Dreaming. So in terms of this one, this is double Citra, if you like. But let's talk about cryo hops and let's talk about maybe the Citra profile. So I'll hand over to you, Charlie, for this.
Yeah, Citra as a hop is released, I think I mentioned in the last episode, released a little bit later than a lot of people would assume. It wasn't commercially available until 2007. When you drink a Citra beer, the typical things you expect, kind of grapefruit, kind of bright orange, mango, and some people get a kind of lime or lychee vibe off of it. The cryo thing is quite interesting because it is a new technique that they originally developed to improve the extraction of hop aromas and flavors, which meant that you could get the same flavor in a beer for half the amount of hops added. What they do is they freeze, you know, the whole hop cones with liquid nitrogen. So they really, really quickly freeze them. And that allows you to separate the lupulin, which is the kind of flavor and aroma adding element of the hop cone, from the vegetable matter. Originally, they sold cryo hops as powder, but they now pelletize them. And what that means is you can get double the extraction for the amount of actual hop matter added to a beer.
Mm. Very interesting. So, Matt, I'm going to put this one on you. This isn't the first time that you've drunk this one. Do you want to, sort of relating to some of that description, what do you think about this? And we'll come back to the lactose in a minute and sort of what that brings to the table. But flavour-wise, Matt, what are you getting out of this beer?
I think it tastes like a good Citra Hot Double IPA. I mean, it's a little bit chewy. Gets some grapefruit. Gets some kind of pithy kind of rind notes. A bit of lime. I don't get a huge kind of lactose influence in the beer, to be honest with you, which isn't a bad thing. It's not like too flabby or kind of creamy or sickly or sweet. So it must be there quite conservatively. But like generally speaking, I think it's pretty damn good.
Yeah, it's very opaque as well, isn't it? It's quite thick and it looks like pure juice straight out of a can. Lactose milkshake beers, if it's a milkshake, has to have lactose, but does it need oat cream or anything like that to be in it? Or, you know, what makes up a milkshake beer, and is this one?
A milkshake beer will typically have some other adjuncts, so something like vanilla or another kind of fruit in it. Like if you look at, I think probably the best example are the Tired Hands ones, like their DDH Nelson milkshake, which I'm very much looking forward to trying over the coming weekend. That's lactose and quite a heavy dose of vanilla in it. I would say this technically isn't a milkshake beer because it's just hops and lactose. The reason that they add lactose to these, and that, you know, lactose has a long history in beer from when they used to brew stouts with actual milk, is that it adds kind of body, viscosity and sweetness. Originally, it was added to counter the kind of roasty bitterness in stouts. But with beers like this, it adds, because it's non-fermentable, it's like a kind of liquid sugar that coats your palate and adds a nice body to the beer.
Mm. What do you think of the body on this one, Ryan?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, it was similar to the one we had on the previous show, the Verdant. It's quite slick and oily. Mm. And guess what I'm getting on this? It's not really that thick. I don't think the lactose has really done much to it.
It's certainly not, you know, coming back to what Matt said, it's not sort of super sweet or anything like that.
No. I don't know why it's in the nose. You get a bit on the nose. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a little bit on the finish as well.
Yeah, I agree. It's a sweetness to the finish.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a milkshake IPA. I think that almost like the milkshake kind of style, it's a little bit gimmicky, and I don't think that's what this is. I think this has just got the lactose for the sweetness. In fact, I would say it's got a little bit of harshness to it as well.
I agree with you with that. It's not sweet at all. Coming back to what Matt said, it's not sugary sweet. It's got a bit of an edge to it.
Yeah.
It's, there's no, it doesn't taste like there's massive amounts of lactose in this at all.
No. No, go on. So for me, the lactose in this, as the others have said, it comes through mainly on the finish, and it takes it from being what would be like a bitter orange to being like a kind of Satsuma type, like, you know, the really sweet, tiny oranges you get. That's what I get right at the back of the palate with this.
Yeah.
Mm. So I get a bit of that, but I'm also getting some bitterness come through on it. Mm. Some pithy rind. It's interesting. It's very nicely drinkable. It's well put together, this. It's, I like, good. It. So let's, lactose beers, inevitably. Let's talk about our favourite beers that have got lactose in them. I'm going to start. I'm just going to do it rather than hand the mic around. And I've just got to say that the dreamiest from other half, all the daydreamiest, if you want to go with the double version, they are that for me. That's like the pinnacle of this style beer. Right, that's an oat cream. You know, all the big hops, right? In Citra, Mosaic, Galaxy, shiny can. It's a beaut. Absolute beaut. Drinkability off the chart. Yeah. Awesome. So that's where you're going as well. Yeah. Is it?
You stole my answer. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone else got anything?
No, I'm the same. Double Mosaic Daydream.
Oh mate. Double Mosaic Daydream is a beaut.
Yeah. Double Mosaic Daydream and Triple Nelson Daydream, they're my two favourite ever of half beers that I've lactose in. They're my two favourite of half beers ever.
I think other half do it really well. They don't overdo it at all. It's always there as a in the mouthfeel rather than the sweetness.
Yeah. And then like from the UK side, the one that we've mentioned already on the show, the Track Gold Top. That had lactose in it, and that was like phenomenal.
That was, I would say, outside of Other Half, who mastered the style. I've had a really good one from Monkage, which I could research and bring up in a minute. But the Track one is right up there with the best of the best.
Yeah.
What do you think, Matt?
I think we're all I think it's all US beers, isn't it? Because the point being that not many UK breweries are doing it.
Yeah, they overdo it.
It's quite
US. That's why it's really refreshing to see their track so well executed.
Good on them for doing it.
Yeah. No, indeed. Charlie, you got any that you want to add at this point?
I mean, I'm torn between the Gold Top and my being very specific, my first pour of the first triple hop Darrendale collab at Brewfest.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, there's something about lactose beers on keg that's different to lactose beers in can. Like, that kind of having it pulled through that system and pressure does something to the body that is, you know, it's just, it makes it so plowable at any ABV.
Yeah. It was good.
I've got to say, you know, similar to that, talked about the Dreamiest, which is most definitely one of my favourite other half cans, but All Is Well in New York, which is opposite Proletariat on the same street. When I went in there, 2018, they had Space Hallucinations, which is basically the triple version of the Galaxy, All Galaxy lactose oat cream and Christ on top. It's magnificent. But they're all great, right? All of those daydreams are great.
Yeah.
But this, you know, coming back to this, right, Pentridge, breakout year. Absolute breakout. Releasing cans in threes, of which this is the highest ABV this time around. I think that, they've along with Sonic Reducer, which is a pale, and an IPA, Shine Like Millions, they've been knocking it out of the park. I thought that birthday cake, was it the...
Birthdays in Isolation.
Birthdays in Isolation, yes. Yeah, sorry, thank you, Joe. That was magnificent. And then there's just like Jumbo King. Jumbo King
was the All Mosaic Dipper.
That was super good as well. But this is very nice as well. I didn't get the last release, I've got to be honest, because it was Sabro heavy. And at that point in time, I was Sabroed out. So, I'm glad to be drinking them again. Really like the shade of green on the can as well. Anyone else got any other any comments?
This is the first beer I've had from them. I haven't picked anything up so far. Yeah. It's as good as what I expected, because they are, don't want to say they're hyped, but they are definitely one to watch.
I'd love to get more beers on the show, maybe have a chat with them as well, because... definitely one to watch. They've definitely got something in the execution that's super drinkable, really well put together. And there seems to be like there's a consistency that isn't there with maybe some other breweries where it's maybe a little bit up and down, but they always seem to be consistently good. Matt, have you got anything that you want to add on Pentridge?
I had the IPA, I think. Was it the IPA, the Shine one? That's pretty good too. Yeah. I like
it. Yeah, no doubt. And they're from Derbyshire. In the Peak District. And
they seem really nice too. They seem really friendly. I've spoken to them when I order for work, and they're nice and friendly.
Yeah.
How long have they been going? Are they new? Are they quite new, or have they just got into
it? I think they've been going a little while. They've just stepped it up and, you know, started doing this sort of thing.
Yeah.
4 years?
I think they've been going for a good 4 or 5, maybe even more years. Yeah. So, yeah.
A sort of change in direction.
I was just going to say, I don't know what they've been doing the last 3 or 4 years, but I mean, they have kind of burst onto the scene, but I don't know if it's a change in direction or not. I'm not entirely sure, actually.
Yeah. But these cans have hit, and they're definitely getting some attention. And on the quality of that, you can see why. So join us after the break, where we are going to be drinking the pressure drop. And we'll be going head to head against that Pentridge, and I'm sure it's going to be a closely fought thing. So we'll be back after these messages. Okay, so welcome back to the second part of our cryo milkshake showdown. Our second beer of the night is Seven Crystals for Psychic Abilities and Intuition from Pressure Drop. And before we talk about what's in it, just want to say a big thanks once again to the Fuss Club for supplying these beers. So this is hopped with Mosaic Cryo, and Charlie talked a little bit about cryo beers before the break. But as well as that, it's got El Dorado in it. The sunshine hop. And so, Charlie, what can we expect from this? Mosaic, El Dorado?
Well, Mosaic obviously is quite a common hop. It's commonly referred to as being berry-like, either like a berry medley or kind of a blueberry aroma. Some people get bubblegum from it, which personally I've never got, but I can kind of see where they're going with that multi-berry vibe. You also sometimes get a bit of piney, earthy, herbalness from it. El Dorado is quite subjective, and you tend to get quite a few different views from a few different places. But commonly agreed upon things are stone fruit. Some people get cherry from it, which I find a little odd. A lot of apricot. Some people tend to get pear and citrus zest from it as well.
I seem to remember when we had the Cloudwater single hopped on the show, pear. And pear cubes from Ryan's Sweet Shop were, that was a commonly, along with pineapple as well, those flavours came through. Bear in mind, that was quite a light beer, lower ABV. So this one's going to be interesting. So it's on the nose. I get the herbal thing here. I'm getting herbal, but I'm getting big flavours of honey sweetness. If you'd have said to me on a blind taste before the show which one of these two has got lactose in it, I wouldn't have said the Pentridge.
Yeah, they said this one.
Okay. Yeah,
and I'm getting a lot of it's oaty, very oaty.
It is
this one.
It is like a flapjack.
Yeah.
Flapjack.
If this had a 40-word name, was from Evil Twin, and was an IPA brewed with flapjacks, I'd believe it.
Yeah.
I agree, 100%. 100%.
Getting the, like the fruit that you get in a flapjack as well, like, you know, you kind of get, like, the apricot. I think, like, I don't know if it's just because you've just said it, but, like, maybe even cherry as well. But I think it's, yeah, all I'm getting is, like, a flapjack taste.
Like I said earlier, all I get is the like honey porridge. That's all I'm getting from on the nose and on the mouth. I'm just getting oats and honey.
Matt, have you had this one before?
No, Yeah, I get the porridge thing to a degree. It's kind of got like a fruit salad, kind of like sweet kind of fruit salad note to it. And I get the mosaic as well. Mm. It's dank as well.
Yeah.
It's like medium for, bodied for a double. I need to think about it.
Yeah.
It's interesting to a degree. I'm not gonna like write it off.
It's very light bodied, isn't it? As if you're watching on YouTube or whatever, it's very light bodied. So what we're going to do, because it's quite a complex beer, we're going to come to terms with it. It's because we've had pressure drop on the show quite recently, so let's not talk about pressure drop too much again. Let's talk about stories in the news. Now, bear in mind, we're recording this on the 6th of August, actually. So, you know, you might come to this episode a good few weeks later because we recorded that the day or one before this one. But stories in the news, new breweries. Let's sort of focus on these things. You can have one or both of each story in the news on the beer front, or you can have a new brewery or both. So, Simon, let's start with you.
I'm going to big up a new brewery called Future State, they're really, really tiny brewery, and they're putting out loads of New England IPAs, normal IPAs, that kind of thing, all with really like super 80s graphics on the cans. It's almost like a tasting note. They pair them with music. So they've got all these kind of 80s synth wave bands that they pair the beers to. The sort of music is the main thing, and then you've got the beer, which is the where they're pairing it to. And I think it's just a really nice concept, and the beers are great, so I think it's really good.
Yeah, I agree. I'm part of the subscription, and I've not been disappointed yet. I think it's really cool what they're doing. And like same as Simon, I think if you're not following them, then give them a follow on Facebook and Instagram, like definitely, and see what they're about. They're quite good value for money as well, the subscription.
Yeah, just really exciting. Yeah, it's just something new. I think it's really cool.
So how many sort of beers do you get? Is it like every month you might get some through from the Future State package?
Or? I think you get, you can get like a subscription. Is it they send two a month, is it?
Yeah, so you get two cans a month for £13. You might get two of the same, or you get like, so that this month we got two different ones, and then you get the option to buy a third can. So there was an option for an Imperial Stout. I've not opened that yet, but I've heard the Stouts are very, very good. So I've actually got a share this weekend, so that Stout's going along with me just as a bonus can. So like, just to sling around and see, just to get a few more people involved with them. I thought it'd be quite a good idea, open the Stout over a few friends and just see, and hopefully it'll be good.
Yeah.
Good shout.
Okay. Yeah, so like Simon said, though, basically you get the cans and there's a sheet that matches up the synth music and the 80s movies to watch the beer. Basically, watch the movie and drink the beer along with. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a really nice concept. Yeah.
Cool. So Ryan, you know, on to you because you've been in on this discussion. Anything that, you know, do you want to bring something to the table?
Quite selfish. So one of my friends, Ryan, same name as me, he runs a brewery called Beer Inc. in Huddersfield, works out in New York. They've done like bottled beers. They did a beer called Star Beer, which is on cask, is amazing. It's a concept of Star Bar from Cadbury's. But they've flip reversed everything now, and they've got a canning line, and they've brought out five core beers. Their artwork looks ridiculous. It's just so cool. And they're bringing a glass out in a few weeks, which is going to have like an ink splatter. It looks bright. They're in Huddersfield. They've got a little tap room. They literally launched a tap room the week after they opened the tap room, everyone went, and then the country got locked down. So they got hit bad. They did a massive launch. All the locals in Huddersfield, I went along. It was a big open day. And they were expecting more and more. They brewed a shitload of beer for the next few weeks. And then obviously COVID's completely fucked everything up for them.
Tosh.
So they've now got, they decided to just stop what they were doing. They've got Canyon Lime. But yeah, like if you're interested, go on Instagram, check them out. They've got a web store with all their new cans. And if you buy, you can buy two exclusive beers. I think one is a Jamaican rum cake stout, which
sounds
great. Tasting. And it tastes like the original rum cake, like gingerbread rum cake.
Nice.
The McVitie's one.
Yeah, that? And a little exclusive. You might expect a bearded beer block collab later this year. So
nice.
Wow.
Hey, mate. So let's just bring that brewery to the fore again so people haven't got to rewind.
Yeah, so they're called Beering, beer.inc. I'm from Huddersfield, yeah. So if you just put at beer.inc on Instagram, you'll find them. But yeah, definitely worth a little follow.
Is it ink as in like pen ink or short for incorporated?
No, as in ink as in pen ink, yeah. So beer.peninc, yeah. Beer.inc, I-N-K.
Squid ink.
Great stuff. Good shout. Keep an eye out. Now, I'll be selfish. I'll just jump in now. So mine will be Beak Brewery. I live in Brighton. And Beak are from Lewis, just up the road. Quite a few people. We've seen the Parade IPA. And they're opening their tap room in Lewis next week. And as in by the time this goes out, it'll probably be open. But the 15th, yeah. And then we've got new IPA called Strangers coming out imminently, which I should be looking out for. Very elegant, classy beers. And, wish them all the best. So I'm going to be keeping an eye on that and be taking a trip to the tap room in August.
Where is it in town, mate? Whereabouts is it again?
I haven't. It's in Lewis, but I'm not exactly where in Lewis. I'm not.
No one else will know this, but it's you know where you go through the tunnel and there's an industrial estate. It's there.
Yeah,
I know where the industrial estate is. Yeah, absolutely.
Next to Monkey Business, hell on earth.
Perfect placement.
I hate that place.
It smells of piss.
It really does. It's not nice when you're in there. I mean, I'm not a small guy and I can be quite intimidating, but when you get threatened by a 14-year-old in there, then it's like, you know, you don't want to be in there. Right. Okay. So Matt, what have you got?
Gosh, I haven't really thought about this one. I'd like to, on a personal note, try more beers from Pipeline because I've heard good things and I've only ever had one beer from them. So that would be on my radar. And also my mates, Andy and Andy, who are Abyss Brewing. So they're based in Sussex and they've been going for a few years now. And I hadn't had their beers for a while, to be honest. And I stock them at work. And I cracked a can the other day and it's a Sabro hop beer. And I just thought the beer had come on leaps and bounds when they first started. And so I think they're knocking out some really good beers and maybe not on everyone's radar and they're worth checking out.
What are they called again?
Is that the one with the sort of electro style?
They've got label. Quite like psychedelic, surfy kind of 60s kind of label vibe in 440s. The cans look really good.
Did they do the Battle of the Oats collab with Arundel?
No.
Yeah.
Abyss.
Abyss.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Pardon?
What you were saying, Biss, like the fear.
Oh, I didn't say me A. Didn't say me A properly.
Yeah.
This is the one I'm thinking about for those of you.
That's Dreams. And there's Dank Marvin. There's like Tropical Thunder.
People Furs.
Yeah.
They're a good. They're a good local brewery. Definitely.
They're doing some interesting bits. They did a really good collaboration with the guys in Sheffield. St. Mars of the Desert.
Okay.
Yeah, Smog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, did a really good beer with those guys.
Nice. Mm. Okay, thanks for that, Matt. And Charlie, to round things off.
Yeah, so mine is Fallen Acorn. They're based in Gosport in Hampshire, down by the kind of South Sea, Portsmouth, Southampton area. I had a West Coast IPA by them the other week, and I'm not a massive fan of Westies, but I was really, really impressed by it. Like proper, dank, resinous, piney, like marmalade-y colour. It's fantastic. And then the week after that, they bought out honestly what I think is the sexiest bottle I've seen in the UK. It's called Binary Sunset. It's just a straight up double mash imperial stout, like imperial oatmeal stout. I think it's 11.5%. And it's like a peach coloured wax seal on the bottle. And I think they either bought out 60 bottles or 100 bottles, really limited release. And I managed to get hold of one, and I cannot wait to give it a go.
So the bottles almost look like Prosecco shaped bottles, right? And they're dark, and they've got like peachy pink sort of circles on them, matching that wax seal.
Yeah, they're quite an interesting brewery in the same way that Arundel or Padstow are. They have quite a traditional arm, but they also have some ambitions to pivot and try and do something a bit new and a bit more on trend with what people are drinking. And I think from what I've had so far, they're doing a cracking job of it.
Fantastic. All right, so there you go. It's 5 to watch. No one came up with any stories. We'll try that next time. So let's get back to... So coming back to this beer then after the talk about the new breweries, it's quite light-bodied. It's quite an easy drinker. It doesn't drink at the ABV, but it sort of lacks the wow factor that, say, Understanding Whole Systems or Behind Door 3's got. It's quite a complex beast, and some people may, sort of lean to that over some of those more chewy, big hoppy flavored beers, which this probably doesn't have. No. Right. This is it's interesting. It's quite elegant and complex. So anyone got any other thoughts about it before we shut it down and we score them out?
So what I find quite interesting about this is that I've got a few friends that really struggle with Mosaic. Like, they don't like the sweatiness, or like they find it has a few rough edges. And despite using like a cryo Mosaic, they've managed to get rid of the roughness that you sometimes get. Like, I think it's a really good use of Mosaic. You know, it might be a touch sweet for me, but they've rounded it out really well.
Yeah. If someone had said this had honey as an adjunct in it, I wouldn't be surprised one little bit. Okay, so let's score them up then. We'll work the tables, and we'll start with Ryan, your beer of the night.
Pentridge.
Matt?
Yeah, the same.
Simon?
Pentridge.
Charlie?
Because of the complexity, I'm actually going to go pressure drop on this one.
Okay. And it's a close thing, but I'll take the Pentridge as well. So the Pentridge is the winner of the show. So on that note, we will wrap up for another episode. We thank you again for joining us. Big thanks to you, Charlie, for joining us for the last two episodes. We'll have you again on the show. Absolutely. Always a great guest. Thank you for taking the time out and joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, Charlie.
And for you, our listeners and watchers, if you've got any feedback for us, please leave it for us on Instagram at TripleHopped or on Gmail at TripleHoppedPodcast@gmail.com, or leave us some feedback on Apple or Spotify or all of our other mediums or YouTube, as we are right now. So look, always fun to have, some of these head-to-head episodes. It's great to have those old beer comparisons of old. And it's just a shame that we can't put so many different beers into each episode, otherwise we'd be absolutely floored. But I think this head-to-head format is working. If you've got any feedback, please leave it. Otherwise, we may try it again for another two episodes. So we'll leave it there. Thank you again, and we're closing out, and let's run the credits.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Good night.